5-3 Beavers winners. We are joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us. And coach, congratulations on a hard-fought battle here tonight in a sweep.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Definitely a nice way to finish off the weekend. A little unique. You know, these two goals, you wouldn't expect 8 goals to be scored, but we had more than 8, so I guess that's the bottom line, right?
It is. That first 3 minutes of the hockey game, you found yourself down 2-0. I shook my head and went, what just happened? What were you thinking down there on the bench?
You know what? I thought the team really handled it well. There was absolutely no panic. Nobody was getting down. We just said, hey, next shift, you know, just keep working hard. Let's try to get our game going. Let's get pucks deep. Let's get our forecheck going. And the one line I thought was been outstanding all weekend got us going. That was Berglund's line with Summer and Nelly. They make a play, and now it's 2-1. And that just, you know, from there, I just thought we got her going. And obviously, you look at the shot total, we certainly could have had more than the 5. We hit some crossbars and missed some open nets, and their goalie came up with some big stops. But, no, I was really, really happy with how we handled that being down 2-0 and the way we responded.
And some great setups there by that Anderson and Tugas line, too. Lauren Miller had a fantastic game here this evening for your team again.
Yes, she did.
It was so fun to watch them fly up and down the ice, but the first 3 minutes, like I said, were a bit scary, but again, your team responds so well to those things, and I know you preach never look at the super highs or the super lows. You just kind of keep your team at an even keel there, but great play by all of your lines here tonight.
Yeah, and there's no question that the 4 games and 5 nights, plus they only had 4 defense, you could see that starting to take effect. Obviously, in the second period, you can see that they could hardly move, and we were just moving the puck around and creating chances. And then they came up with that unique let's fly a forward out in the neutral zone, and then they even did it in the on the penalty when they were shorthanded. So, but obviously they have an outstanding goalie, and they relied on her, and she was able to keep the score where it was.
Well, you guys had to shift your game a little bit there. I noticed they were keeping one of their forwards at your blue line, and it was pretty much 4-on-3 hockey inside their zone while you guys are, you know, just putting the puck on net. How did you make adjustments for that? I noticed at one point you had different players rotated out there to kind of keep an eye on that extra.
Well, initially, both the defensemen were kind of in no man's land, and we just said, look, let's just put one defenseman on there forward. We'll play 4-on-4 in the offensive zone. And you could see we were still creating a lot of chances just with what we were doing. But rather than giving up any kind of a fluke breakaway, that we just said, let's just put a defenseman on top of her and stay above her. And I thought our defense did a great job with it.
Your power play had 8 shots on goal. You go 1-for-3. You did give up a power play goal, but nonetheless, special teams were kind of a factor here tonight. They played pretty well.
Well, we did. The power play goal for us was a big one, because that pushed the lead to 4-2, and that turned out to be the game-winning goal. And we talked about gaining some separation. You know, unfortunately, we gave up the shorthanded goal. But I'm sure Britt would like that one back. That's one that, you know, she's going to stop 21 out of 22 times, and it just happened to go in. I think Miller came down and made it 5-3, which we got that separation, which was really key.
Megan Leshenko got her first chance to play in a long, long time, but she certainly was flying up and down the ice as well. She looked pretty good tonight.
She did. That was fun to see. You know, Meg plays with a lot of energy. That's her strength is her skating. And, just credit to her for her attitude, her work ethic. She keeps herself prepared. She got an opportunity, and I thought she did a real nice job.
You guys have a long weekend. You're going to give them a little time off, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to take the next couple days off, and we'll start fresh on Monday. We've got a big one right off the bat with Wisconsin coming in here, and it's just, the girls are looking forward to it. Those are the series that's really, really easy to get up for.
Very important wins here this week, and obviously, I know you don't like thinking about the pairwise rankings, but you guys needed to win these two, didn't you?
Absolutely, and unfortunately, you don't want to get caught in that, but you're almost held captive by that pairwise, because a loss this week against either one of these two games would have really hurt. But now we took care of business. 5-0-1 in non-conference is certainly going to help us. But now, you know, now we still got to go out there and take care of business. And that's, it starts next Friday night against Wisconsin.
Coach, congratulations again on the sweep, and enjoy a long weekend off.
Thanks, Kelly.